Welcome back to Techonomics. I am the host of said show, Jason Middleton. Let's build a travel scenario. You're flying from the East Coast to Tokyo, but you have a longer than anticipated layover in San Francisco, and you've never been to San Francisco International Airport before, but you really need a vegetarian burrito. Enter Trippie, T-R-I-P-P-I-E. It's a fledgling app that has not only launched, but is also positioned for growth in the future. Surely there's a need for navigating unfamiliar airports for travelers worldwide. So we grabbed Trippie's co-founder and co-coder in between classes and varsity basketball practice at Colgate University. We've also added a special guest for this student who has set his sights on the app economy and the market opportunity around disoriented air travelers.
My name is Ryan Dew. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Trippie, the airport navigation app for San Francisco International Airport.
So Trippie, T-R-I-P-P-I-E .co if you want to check it out online. Give me an overview of what Trippie does, and then we'll get into use cases and how you got here. Okay, so let's start at the beginning. What's the origin?
Okay, so Trippie is essentially an airport mapping service that allows travelers to explore a detailed interactive map of any airport and immediately get the lay of the land. It displays menus, hours, and even calculates how many minutes it'll take for you to walk to your favorite restaurant or store so that you don't miss your flight. Basically, the idea came from I travel back and forth between Oakland and upstate New York quite frequently for school. And one time I was in Ronald Reagan International Airport in D.C. and I was tired and had a lot of, I think I had like three or four carry-ons because it's really expensive to check a bag. And I was really tired, and I wondered why I couldn't get food delivered to my gate before my flight because I had all these carry-ons. I didn't want to drag them all the way down the terminal, and there was no food around me. So I looked in the App Store. I couldn't find a service that could deliver food to me, or let alone a service that could tell me where food was in the airport. So I looked to – as soon as I got home, I was like, well, wow, I can just do this on my own. Like, this is a good idea. I'm pretty sure other people have this problem. And I actually explored an airport in terms of delivery service. I realized there's a lot of red tape with that. And, you know, being a college student, a student athlete, basketball player at Colgate, I don't have a lot of time to do it. Didn't have a lot of time to really delve into that. But I realized that the problem, people do have a big problem with navigating airports. So I immediately applied to my school's entrepreneurship incubator, Thought in Action Entrepreneurship Institute, and worked to develop this idea. I decided to partner with my co-founder, Samantha Braver, who we really just worked to develop this app out. And then we ended up basically deciding to implement a navigation app for users. And we decided to start in San Francisco because that is, you know, my hometown and, you know, Bay Area, Silicon Valley. It seems it's a very tech adopting friendly place, and we feel like it's the best place to start.
Okay, we're speaking with Ryan Dew. He is CEO and founder of Trippie.co if you want to check it out. He's a developer. He goes to school in upstate New York, but he's from the Bay Area, specifically in Oakland. And you are rolling out with SFO, San Francisco International, first, and then you plan to launch in some other airports hopefully soon?
Yeah, we have plans on launching in JFK, LAX, Philly, and Charlotte by the early 2017.
Very cool. And what are some of your tech partnerships that you've been working with? I understand that maybe Google is involved somewhere, maybe some of their map technology?
Yeah, so basically right now we're using their Google Maps API to be able to really get pinpoint location data inside the airport terminal. So basically anywhere you walk in that airport, that blue dot follows you exactly where you are. So you can see where you are in relation to everything else in the airport. Right now we have restaurants, but we're moving to more stores, more other things later on in the process. But basically that blue dot will tell you exactly where you are in the airport, and you'll be able to see how long it takes for you to walk from any point in the airport. So just say you scroll through, you find something in terminal, you might be in terminal one, but you really want Burger King and that's in terminal three. You press, you go to the app, you tap it, and you see, okay, well, it takes 7 minutes. My flight doesn't board for another 35. 7 minutes to walk there, 7 minutes to walk back. If it's 14 minutes, I have enough time. So it's able to calculate through being able to parse Google Directions API and the Google Maps API. Will be able to calculate not only how long it takes for you to get there, but also exactly where you are in the airport.
What if I'm a vegetarian? Am I able to find a vegetarian restaurant within SFO and, of course, other airports as you roll out?
Yes. So actually, what makes us pretty cool is our personalization. So we're able to, we're able to figure out if you're a health nut, the app will eventually move to be able to suggest an organic salad bar, or just say if you're a beer lover, it will suggest a brewery or bar that's right in your terminal. So being able to figure out, kind of learn each user's preferences and kind of generate personal profiles to be able to figure out what is of interest to you and be able to suggest those things to you. Right now, that functionality is not in the app, but it will be in the app very soon.
Okay.
But if you're a vegetarian, you'll be able to search through and be able to find different things in the app that are healthy or that would be of interest to you.
Any other outside partnerships you might want to mention when it comes to developing Trippy?
We're looking right now to partner with other businesses inside of SFO. We've been unable yet to be able to, I guess, get partnerships for like marketing to marketing campaigns. So being able to just say like partner with Starbucks and say, okay, hey, we would want you to market inside of our app. So just say if Starbucks wants to hold a sale from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., 50% off free coffee. Right. What we want to eventually be able to do is have Starbucks say, hey, we have this coupon for 50% off free coffee. We'll put that inside of your app.
I was thinking about your link with Uber. I'm understanding you might have a partnership in the works with Uber.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about your business partnerships that do exist.
Through our app, we'll be able to, you can actually hail an Uber. You call an Uber. So basically, you can go to, just say you just landed, you need some food, but also you don't know where you are. Just say you landed in San Francisco on business, you don't know where you are. You can able to go into the app, see what restaurants are around you, be able to pick something up, and then while you're inside the app, you can also go to a new page and actually request an Uber from the app. So that's something that we have in the app through Uber's API.
Hey, Ryan, I read right now it's available on iOS. Any plans for Android accessibility moving forward?
We're hoping to move to Android in later 2017. Right now, I coded the app myself through Swift. So that's just the language that I know. So I was able to do this with limited funds. And we were able to win first place in Colgate's Shark Tank, which got us some investment and got us a little bit of money to be able to, you know, help me push this out. But hopefully with further investment and, you know, we'll be able to, you know, bring some people on.
Very convenient. And as you mentioned at the top of the interview, the origin story here is the fact that you're going to school back east and you're flying to the Bay Area back and forth and back and forth. Are you coming back here to see family?
Yeah. So actually, I come back not as frequently as a normal college student. I'm a Division I basketball player at Colgate. So I don't have much time to go back. So I don't really go back for Thanksgiving, but I do go back to see family for Christmas for like 2 or 3 days. But yeah, I do come back to see my family and friends and you know, they've been really supportive of me through this whole entire process and really, really excited about the app and stuff like that.
Yeah. And in fairness, I would imagine since you have limited ability to come back and visit family, that Twitter comes in handy. And the reason I mention that is because your mom reached out to us on Twitter, and that's how we found out about the app.
Yeah, Twitter does come in handy. My mom's one of the greatest supporters of this whole entire process.
My name is Deneen Manette, and I'm a criminal investigator in Oakland.
Okay, great. Deneen, just off the phone with your son, Ryan, who was telling us about his new app, Trippy, TRIPPIE.CO, if you want to check it out. Or you can search in iOS in the app store there for Trippy. We were talking about how he doesn't get to come home that much to the Bay Area because he's, you know, on the team in upstate New York at Colgate. And we talked about how Twitter has been a very vital kind of lifeline between his family and him. You reached out to us, I think, a little bit on the Twitter about Trippy, didn't you?
Yes, I did, actually. I called and left a message, but I know that Twitter is much more effective in getting people's attention no matter where they are right away. So I sent you a tweet. I actually sent it to two different accounts of yours, just hoping you would perhaps get a chance to look at it.
He said that you were one of his greatest advocates for Trippy. Is that true, or is he just giving mom a lot of love?
No, it is. You know, and I've always, because of the profession that I'm in as an investigator, I dig for stuff and look for stuff, and I've always monitored my kid's social media accounts very, very closely. And so if I see things that he should do or that he should not do, that, you know, because the brain's not developed till you're 25. So, you know, if I see things that he should do or should not do or things that he should follow up with or ways that he should present himself, I'm always pointing those things out to him, saying, hey, I think you ought to drop them a note. I think you ought to send a follow-up or whatever, just to kind of help him understand the bigger picture as far as interacting with the public and interacting with people in order to grow his product.
Right. And just in defense of Ryan, because he's not on the line, he may think his brain is a little developed already. I'm just saying.
Well, actually, yes, it is. Yes, it is. He's a great kid. He's a hard worker. He, from the time he was a baby, when someone would say, Ryan, what do you want to be when you grow up? He would say, rich. That's all he would. That was his answer. Not doctor, lawyer, fireman. He'd always say rich. So we always knew that this kid had a vision and that he was going to make it happen. So we're thrilled. We're so excited about this.
Well, we like the app a lot, too. We're going to keep tabs on it. Congratulations and good luck moving forward. Let's check back in, hopefully whenever Ryan's in town next time.
Okay, thank you so much. I'd appreciate that.
But yeah, basically, Twitter comes in handy. My mom is definitely one of the greatest supporters, and I was really happy that she did that and able to, you know, set this up, which was pretty cool.
Right on. We thank her for reaching out as well. It's great talking with you, Ryan. When you're back in the Bay and you can spare a few minutes, please come by the station so we can hang out for a minute and get an update on Trippy, okay?
Awesome. Will do. Thank you so much.
Now, for the record, this show has zero stake in Trippy. We are just following this mobile startup from its roots in Oakland to its implementation from a university campus in upstate New York. Now, coming up after this next short break, we have a different type of gig, a look at the gig economy on the whole. A new study shows more and more of us are finding ways to make this task-based economy work for us. I'm Jason Middleton. This is Techonomics. Please come on back.